This is only the second Kansan ever to lie in state, Dwight Eisenhower being the other. It's only the 33rd individual to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. And this is a significant recognition and acknowledgement of Kansas Senator Bob Dole's service from World War II forward to his nation.
Senator, what did you learn from Bob Dole and the careers of, you know, your career has very much followed his?
Well, I met Bob Dole would be the first United States Senator I ever met. I grew up with a dad who worked in the oil patch, and so the first residence was in the Russell-Barton County line, and actually have experiences of my grandparents knowing Bob Dole's parents and a request that my dad, who also served in World War II and was in Italy when Bob Dole was injured, a request from Bob Dole's mother to my grandmother to see if Ray, my dad, could find where Bob Dole was and how his condition was, and my dad set out on that mission, whatever many years ago that is, only to discover that Bob Dole had been evacuated the day before. But from my personal experience, I knew Bob Dole as neighboring Plainville, Kansas kid, and this guy in Russell was doing wonderful things in the sense of achievement and being elected to Congress in 1960 and then becoming United States Senator in the 1968 election. And I was the kid who was interested in politics, and so I followed Bob Dole. But what I would say is Bob Dole was shaped by his military service, his grievous injuries, and his returning home to rehabilitation. He saw exactly what it meant to grow up in a small town when they put the cigar box on the drugstore counter and ask folks to put their nickels and dimes and dollars in it to help pay for the rehabilitation costs. And one of the things that I try hard to replicate with Senator Dole is that love for Kansans, that community, knowing them and spending time with them. And the message for all of us, particularly in this day of social media in a divided country, is that you don't have to give up your principles. You can still be a Republican, you can still be a conservative Republican, and you can work with Democrats, including liberal Democrats, to find some sweet spot that allows legislation to occur. And it is one of those things that I sit in the Dole seat on the Senate floor. His name is etched in the bottom of the desk drawer. It's the Dole seat in the sense that I serve in the one of the two positions that he served in the United States Senate. And those are shoes that are difficult to fill and won't be filled, but doesn't mean you don't continue to try.
There's a legacy with Senator Robert Dole that is, you know, like you had mentioned, Senator, about him being able to cross over party lines, but he just seemed to have a tremendous amount of faith in America and the republic for which it stands, not to mention its people. Is that kind of a bygone era now from your perspective there?
Well, I mean, there are certainly the members of the United States Senate have respect for their nation. The thing that seemingly is missing today is that, for example, when Bob Dole returned home from World War II in the condition that he was in, he was taken to a VA hospital in Michigan, now incidentally called the Dole VA Hospital, and he was underwent rehabilitation. But a patient there at the same time who was doing the same kind of rehabilitation was Daniel Inouye, a future United States Senator, and they met again on the Senate floor. The same was true of another United States Senator, Daniel Hart. Senator Hart was there's a building name for him, the Hart Office Building here. And they had that shared experience of World War II in which clearly country was above party, and they brought that shared experience, military, and certainly in the case of these three senators, the rehabilitation, the service, the recovery from that service to the United States Senate. And if you've served in World War II with your colleagues in the Senate, if you particularly have gone through rehabilitation of VA hospital with one of your colleagues, the ability and the desire to work together and find solutions, I think, is significant. It's just it's compelling, and there is a lot less shared experience by members of Congress and really Americans today. There's not the event that pulls us together very often.
And the ones that do pull us together are sometimes some of the worst events that we've ever witnessed. And, you know,
true.
Say, for instance, 9/11 and Pearl Harbor.
And, yes.
And Pearl Harbor is one of those things that I know inspired Dole to go into the service.
It is. I changed books that I'm reading this week and shifted to a biography of Bob Dole, and I'm not made it very far with this week's activities. But it is, Bob Dole is a freshman at the University of Kansas. He's a track star at the University of Kansas. He's preparing to become a doctor in a small town where he saw that the doctor was the one who had the stability, the income, and all of that interrupted by December 7th, just a day or two ago, anniversary, changed the life of this individual, Bob Dole, but hundreds of thousands of others.
What will be some of the underlying themes that you will share with the nation when you speak on behalf of Senator Dole?
I'm going to try to bring home the point of Kansans, what they meant to Senator Dole, how they rallied around him, and how he never forgot, how his circumstances as a disabled veteran caused him to have empathy and care and compassion for people in difficult circumstances, including those with disabilities, and his legislative accomplishments. I would say that, I mean, the things I think about legislatively certainly is the Americans with Disability Act, but also the what is officially called the McGovern-Dole Bill, which I call the Dole-McGovern Bill, to help feed a hungry world, and then his service to veterans. And I am, the message I want Kansans to hear when I speak in Russell and Topeka is that it is the Kansas people who rallied to Bob Dole, and it's just who we are, and we ought to make certain we don't lose that connection with our communities, with the people who live there, and Kansans need to remain true to the care and compassion for those we know as our neighbors and those who live down the street that we may not know, and Bob Dole exemplified that and used his career in politics and government service to make life better for people who, in many instances, were in difficult circumstances.
There may not be a greater example of the phrase giving back than what Bob
Dole
would bring.
As usual, you say good things and say them well.
I say good things about you too, Senator. We're so so thankful that you were thoughtful enough to get on the radio with us here this morning and share your thoughts about your friend and our longtime senator and one of our favorite Kansans, Bob Dole. I found out last night that he was a friend to my uncle, Bob, who they went to Washburn together and worked together on some campaigns. So that was fun to find that out yesterday.
Kansans, I appreciate knowing that, and it's the story all the time that I run into people who, there are so many people in Washington, D.C. who worked for Bob Dole who are in important positions today, and people across Kansas that were staff members. But in my travels across Kansas, it's so common to say, someone to tell me about, well, in fact, I would say Marquette, Kansas, I get to ride in a parade in Marquette. The gentleman who's driving me in the car takes me to the garage to get the old Cadillac out. And his story is, you know, we haven't had this car in a parade since I drove Bob Dole. Well, that's got to be a long time ago. And everybody has those connections. And it's a reminder that connections with people, those we agree with and those that agree with us and those that disagree with us, it's still a state in which we should care for each other and have that capability of having the conversation. So it's good stuff. I would close by saying there are services. I'm not sure Kansans know this. In Russell on Saturday morning and in Topeka on Saturday afternoon. And Kansans are welcome to be there.
All right. Senator Jerry Moran, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and Godspeed in your words and your work with the family of Bob Dole and working to continue to honor him and reflect on his legacy this week.
Thank you so much.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas joining us here on News Radio KMAN. So thankful he could be here as part of our morning show and share those words here about Senator Bob Dole.